From a jail cell, and who's thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you, cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was giving, and mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone, trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
and dear mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Pour some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. dead mama. Dear mama.
All right. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dusk Live. It is the Hump Day After Dusk edition of the show. And that's what we do every Wednesday. We bring you the Hump Day After Dusk edition. And on that first song I played, Tupac, Dear Mama, I played that album song just because it's dedicated to a very special woman who passed away 2 years ago on this date. And that was my late grandmother, Mama Rachel. And I just definitely want to play a song that just dedicate to her, that, you know, we really appreciate for everything she's done. And I always talk about a lot here on the show and in posts on all over social media everywhere when I talk to people and let them know that when it comes to lots of my career, she was one of the big, she's one of the big reasons that kind of pushed me into it. You know, she always encouraged me to be goofy. And, she, you know, I always loved her goofiness. And so I would always encourage it. So it was back and forth doing it. And because of that, you know, she always embraced that goofy side of me. Just definitely something I stuck with. And I love the gift of being able to make people happy and smile and whatnot. And just tripped the heck out. So. Big ups to you, Mom Rachel. You know, this show today that we're doing is definitely in support of you. And just kind of put it out there, oh, she didn't pass away from breast cancer awareness, but ironically, she passed away on this date, which is the first day of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So this kind of goes hand in hand. So I want to go ahead and tell you about today's show, which is called the Check Your Booze Month kickoff. And that's where it's our annual campaign we do where we just kind of raise awareness to fight against breast cancer in many different ways, whether it's weekly wellness blog tips, whether it's pictures of like different photographers and models all convene together and put out different stuff to support breast cancer awareness. We also have some magazines that dedicate a whole issue towards it. Of course, our one of our brands, Human Canvas Magazine, we just released today the breast cancer awareness issue, and definitely a hot issue. Definitely go check it out. If you ever want to check out any of the issues, go to the easiest way to find them is by going to dustspot.com/Human Canvas Magazine. Everything is spelled the exact way, no special tricks. And you'll be able to support it. And a dollar from every sale of that magazine, of that issue in the month of October will be going towards breast cancer awareness. And, you know, well, we want to do something special. What I'm thinking about doing is, instead of just giving to Susan G. Coleman, I'm going to go talk to Susan G. Coleman here in the Tarrant County area, and we're going to go and we're going to ask them to kind of help us find the best candidate to, you know, do something special for her. And I think for me, I think that's even bigger than what a lot of people usually do, because I appreciate y'all for all the support y'all do for everyone in this fight. Supporting Susan G. Coleman and other foundations like themselves. But I think too, you know, I want to kind of do something a little bit different, and that's by helping someone directly, and just let them know we care. Here's something special for you going to this fight, because a lot of times we get kind of stuck into just the breast cancer stuff. Sometimes they, you know, just doing something nice for somebody to help them cope with it, or being able to get through it is another step. So we forget that sometimes. And with breast cancer awareness, it hits close at home because, you know, my other grandmother, who is my dad's mom, my granny, as I call her, she actually has survived breast cancer four times. She actually just recently, she's been going through chemo and whatnot now as well. So it's definitely a fight, man, that you got to continuously go through over, and especially when it just kicks back in. And that's the thing about this, man, just trying to fight it every day. And, you know, it's gone and then it comes back. And think about it, once it's, I mean, if it's in your family, it makes it sometimes a little bit even harder for it to stay away. And definitely, you know, I love the matriarchs of the family, man. They definitely do it big. And I appreciate our mom for always teaching us, you know, teaching me and my siblings to always give back and support people in different ways, man. Not just being so selfish. A lot of people in the world, we're so stuck on this whole thing about this temporary thing called money that we forget about people. And yeah, sometimes, you know, people say money don't change, but people do. Sometimes you got to just take a chance. And yeah, people do change, but I think the fun of it, of every day, is understanding that, yeah, people are going to change, but doesn't mean give up on them. Because even you yourself have problems. So you can't sit there and point the finger, because you know what they say, when you point the finger, that thumb is pointing right back at you. So definitely, you know, don't be so quick to point the finger at people. And I want to go ahead and let people know, during the show, you are welcome to call in and share, you know, just kind of just share how, you know, breast cancer awareness has affected you, how the epidemic known as breast cancer has affected you personally or someone that you know. And you can share your story. That's at 347-202-0389, and you're free to talk, and we will definitely listen. Another post I kind of talked about earlier on Facebook, and people know me, when I'm on the social media, I say stuff that needs to be said and unapologetic about it. And which my post was, I'm challenging club promoters. And when I say club promoters, I mean as in a team. So, you know, all these big promotion teams come together and support a cause every month. Use a portion of your proceeds to support a cause. Don't wait to just Christmas. Don't wait to, you know, because a lot of people do that. They wait when Christmas come, they'll do a little something, and that says, okay, I did my justice. You know, people go through stuff every day, and if you making so much buku money as you make it sound, then it shouldn't hurt you. We spend all this money on trying to say, "Ooh, look at me, I'm turning up," and everybody deserves to have fun. But I think for me, what gets me turned up is helping people. And people genuinely see that all the time. Whenever I'm able to help somebody, I really get really excited, like to another level. It's just like, wow, people are like, and this dude really do care, man. And that's how you got to do when you got to look after people. Because when the money's not there, people are all you have left. So, yes, the wise words that I can definitely say, take heed of them, and this definitely don't take it for granted, man. Do not take it for granted. Another reason why we started this like years ago, years back in 2010, and that was like, that's my first year of doing the show. There was a young lady. She was Miss Kentucky, actually. This was crazy. She was Miss Kentucky. And she, in her mid-20s, she ended up being, finding out that she had advanced stage of breast cancer. And The thing was, here's the kicker, her father died from breast cancer. So ever since then, it had just woken me up to say, wait a minute, let's be, you know, people, it's not just a girl, it's not just a girl thing, because people take it, oh, this is all this stuff about pink and all that. Most people who get it, yes, are women, but men do get it too. And, you know, we got to stop. It's the fact that whenever you're ignorant about something, you'll come, something will go right past you. And then if you let it to happen, it'll be too late. So definitely men as well, do those checks as well for yourself too, to make, because this home test, this like self-test to kind of do preparation before you do a full-out mammogram. You know, do those, some of those self-tests. Sometimes that can help. That can be the difference maker. And if you feel something, you know, go take care of, you know, go find out right away to find out what that's linked to. So, men, remember, you can get it too. It's not no magical thing that only women get. And so that's one. And then another thing we're doing this month, you know, for the magazine, the cosplay issue that comes out on Friday, we will be giving proceeds. We'll be giving a dollar for every sale of that to support domestic abuse month, which is, this is very prevalent. You know, before the Ray Rice issue happened, this was thought of long before of it. So definitely, you know, it's not just me just trying to take over doing it. This is already planned. And I already knew, because here's how it all happened. I was going to do a breast cancer awareness issue, and I was going to do a cosplay issue. But my breast cancer one was going to something, and I said, why the cosplay one can't go to something? And so I did my research, finding out what people are, what awareness month is not just breast cancer awareness, you know, finding out it's domestic abuse month too. So that's kind of what happened, and that's why we're here where we're at now. So definitely, man, support. You see, if you're a person that has been facing domestic violence, definitely do not stay quiet. I know that, especially if it's tied to financial abuse, where the person has you by a stronghold because of your finances, and if you tell that you're going to feel like you're going to lose out on those finances, you have to just be careful and don't let that, because then you'll feel like you're trapped. And I don't want to have to find out later on in the news that one of y'all killed yourself because of this secret of being a domestic violence victim. I don't want to find that out. And surely if you got kids, your kids don't want to wake up the next morning and find that out either. And y'all gotta be more aware. Just pay attention, man. Check your neighbor. People say stop being nosy. That's none of my business. All that stuff. You know, I joke about the Kermit the Frog stuff, but some stuff is your business. If you really think somebody is really going through something, have a talk with them. You ain't gotta come flat out and say and put them out on Front Street. Talk to them. And people. We need to start an abuse year. This is an annual thing where, as far as abuse of social media, because some of the people don't want to tell their problems because they're afraid that it'll be on social media tomorrow and people will talk about, you know, people will have their business on social media. It's the saddest come to that. So that's just a little bit, man. Kind of get started while we get ready to go to a break. And so we're going to go to another song break. And again, you know, this show is dedicated to kicking off Check Your Booze Month. We will be interviewing people throughout the month. And, you know, kind of getting that take on the Check Your Booze campaign. as well as I'm also planning on talking to a medical professional on the show as well, having them on here to interview them, and you'd be able to pick their brain. So I can't wait to stay tuned all month long, Mondays and Wednesdays here on Life That Does Live on Dust Spot Radio Network. All right. Let's go ahead and go to my girl, Angela Lewis. She, here we go.
Everybody wants the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw beats, charge me with ass. Yeah, young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. I put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, a nigga motherfucker street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, get big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly. My baby got food. To all my listeners, see, I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run. Got nowhere to hide, yeah,
yeah.
Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, inside, yeah.
It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm finding all these feelings inside,
inside.
The only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away.
I got it.
lady that just blew my mind. 5'5", nice caramel complexion, long hair, model walk, looking something like perfection. Usually I'm not the type to just approach a chick, but I don't wanna have to take the time to reminisce. I'm never talking to her cause I was a timid dude. Time for this young MC to bust a move. Girl, I gotta take that right route. Like I receive her intentions to bag this diva. Oh man, she's staring at me, so now I gotta speak. How was you? I just had to let you know that I really like your style and I can't keep it on the low. And I was hoping I could see you outside of this mall. She put a number in my drawer and said, give me a call.
Days and nights. smoker's cheer. I hope you got your blunt, now make it disappear. You got your wine or liquor? Me, I'll have a beer. Cigarillo wrap tight, good green and air. Big stogie nigga, it look like a flare. Roll by a pro, hit like a snare. I just got off, don't care what's going on. As I proceed to get my smoke on, I've been hustling all day, time to Al Capone. Kick back, grab sack, and get my choke on. I feel just like in my A-ball dirty zone. Ask my cousin Wookie in a diver home. Yeah, that nice Millie, yeah, that's the L.A. I'm a box song with it. Hey, smoking on that, get it, let's ride. Let's smoke, take a toast, coma toast, man, burn it to the bone, baby.
Every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro, but shorty told me okay. And just happens to be an info. She's a floozy that uses her tongue when she unlatches the window. And before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the sin show. That's how we touch bases. Frequent exchanges of fuck faces. She has his flood his waist. It's time she popped off in public places. And the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human. She has junk in the trunk of spaces. She gives it to me like there's one life to lose. And the flame is high. She teaches that firefight in school. So I work my magic. A couple tricks I like to use. Watch me set that ass on fire. With no light to you.
Me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no light to use. Okay, 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 okay. I gave my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
What's up, baby? Come roll with the winners. Come holla at them gangsters, them dime piece sippers. Now shall I continue? I'm on my fly shit, got piff. That'll keep the ladies on my highness. High times I get, I'll be floating to the bank. I'll be on my cloud now, so baby, tell me what you think. If we at the bar, baby, won't you tell me what you drink? We could sip the whole bottle, then it's back to my place. Put you in the 2-3, had you zoning out for weeks. Had you feeling like you climbed the mountain to the highest peak. Cause you know that I'm a beast, and you know that it's whatever. Cause you can't knock the hustle, cause the hustle is forever. I'm not the same shelter, Swiss and mozzarella. The top notch fella, see we belong together. See I'm a go-getter, show me what I gotta do. We gon' set this bitch on fire without no light.
It's more than light, oh dude, it takes me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no light to use. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Against each other, more than all we had to each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel. So bad man. Suffering from crime and poverty.
Taking a chance, I shall salute your victory in advance. Like my man, oh my man, I And as you bandage up your bruises, say la vie is part of your schooling. Let your downfall be an illusion. And water your seeds before you bloom them. And then it'll be played on and off. Heaven gonna be a rock star.
All right, y'all. It was a very extensive music break we just had. Yes, man. We're about to get ready to close it out here in a bit. I'll remind you guys, all month long, we will be doing a very special campaign, continue our campaign, Check Your Boobs campaign. Be on lookout for the interviews and wellness shows we'll be having throughout the month here in the show. And as well as, make sure you check us out on DustSpot.com. All month long with DustSpot.com, we are definitely educating people, or it's something called edutainment, because we educating people and entertaining people with stuff like photos to highlight breast cancer awareness and just promoting it and whatnot, and definitely encourage you to check it out. We've also turned in what we do every year for, in light of it as well. We turned the entire site pink, so definitely enjoy that, man. Check out the pink layout of the site. It's definitely crazy. So you definitely don't want to miss out on. All right. So we'll begin. We'll get ready to roll on that, everyone. We'll definitely, again, thank you all for tuning in. And remind you, if you want to find this in any shows, you're missing, want to catch up, all you simply got to do is go to, go to our great friends over at iTunes. Type in DustSpot Radio Network there. You can also subscribe here by going to blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. And also check out us on the podcast app, Beyond Pod. You can download that, which you work on. It's about every device. And type in DustSpot Radio Network on there. And it's syndicated on several other sites as well. I'll be here in there forever. So, again, check us out, man. We're getting ready to roll on out. Reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned into an episode of Life at a Dusk Live. Your boy is Teddy J. And as we tell y'all on every hump day at the dusk as well, reminding you, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we're out.